Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sports Breakdown with your host, Nicholas Wilcox here. Thank you for tuning in. It's June 26th here, 2018, and we have a plethora of topics that I will be going through in today's show. We're going to be talking about the MVP and all the other awards for the NBA that took place last night. We'll talk about some NFL, and we'll talk about some fantasy football, in which we'll have you guys feeling a little bit more on the non-doubtful side of some players that I think that will have an impact for your fantasy football teams. So first, let's go into the MVP race. Now, we have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and James Harden. Last night, James Harden won his first NBA regular season MVP award, leading the Rockets to the best overall record in basketball and playing in a tougher Western Conference. Now, some people will debate that LeBron James should have definitely won this award, having the Cavaliers being the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference and them going to the finals, in which they got swept, of course. I feel as though that, you know, you can have arguments for both. I feel as though that the award can sometimes be a popularity contest for some of the writers in the industry. And it's overall, I mean, MVP award is MVP award, but it just turns into a popularity, politicky type of contest, in my opinion. Obviously, Finals MVP is the same thing, but in all, I mean, James Harden did lead the league in scoring. And I think usually when you do that, you usually end up getting the award. LeBron James had a lot more statistical categories that he won over James Harden, including him playing 82 games this season, including him having a better three-point percentage shot, obviously better rebounds, better assists for the King. And, you know, just a lot of statistics led up to, you know, LeBron James beating James Harden. But all in all, James Harden plays in a Western Conference that's very competitive. And to be honest, you know, I think that's also what he got him a little bit of a nudge as well, leading the Western Conference to an overall record that includes the Warriors versus LeBron James, and him being the Eastern Conference and him being only the fourth seed, regardless how the rosters ended up. Although, you know, James Harden has a better cast around him than LeBron James. I mean, take LeBron James out of the Cavaliers, they're easily, most likely, a lottery team. And take James Harden off the Rockets, you still got Chris Paul there, you still got Eric Gordon there, you still got Clint Capella, maybe he still develops. So all in all, I'm not sure if the NBA got it right, but, you know, James Harden, congratulations. Moving on. So we're going to be moving on to some other topics here. The NFL starts kicking off very, very soon. Training camps will start up in a matter of weeks. And we have plenty of guys that we could talk about for regular football, of course, fantasy football. Let's talk about some guys who I feel that, you know, are going in drafts, which I can't understand. Meaning these guys are being drafted way above not only the ADPs, but just in thought and theory based on last year. Now, with fantasy football, you have to understand that you have to understand where to take risk in your drafts and when to understand you're seeing fool's gold. So for instance, you know, the last couple of years, let's just go on 2015 and 2016. There's a guy named Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller has come off a great year in Houston, and then the next year he flops. These type of situations you have to look out for. So that being said, I mean, a lot of people want Todd Gurley as their number one overall pick in their drafts, and I cannot knock them for that because of what Todd Gurley did this past year and winning most of you guys a fantasy football championship and him just having a great hot hand. Now, that being said, there was other guys, especially rookie running backs, Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, guys I was also big on last year, and that I took, you know, I took Kareem Hunt as more of a, you know, I took him as more of an RB2 in some of my leagues, and, you know, as sometimes even as picked him as high as round 3 and ended up paying off and me winning a championship. Now, that being said, Alvin Kamara was a guy I saw had great talent. He was going to be in a great offense if something happened. And what do you know? Ingram and Alvin Kamara split the backfield, and all of a sudden, Alvin Kamara was your RB1 and finished, I believe, top six in the RB rankings to finish the year. So that being said, these guys you have to watch out for in your draft. So I'm going to name off three guys who I feel that is definitely not going to be on my teams this year, and three guys I feel that I'm going to be looking out for this year. So my first guy that I will not be drafting whatsoever, just based on ADP right now. I mean, it's June here, very early June. Next week will be July. So that being said, there's a guy that I'm just not in love with, like, whatsoever. And this guy, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, this guy was awesome, you know what I'm saying, when he had his quarterback available. But he's just a guy that in the first round especially, I just don't see myself even drafting a receiver. And for that reason, it's going to be DeAndre Hopkins. Because, that being said, DeAndre Hopkins is a freak, and he's awesome for Dynasty. If you're in Dynasty, yeah, obviously, yeah, like, I would definitely draft DeAndre Hopkins. Because he has an awesome future with Watson. For redraft, however, I feel as though that he's going in the first round. He's going mid first round. But for me, because running back is so scarce this year, like, literally, there's only like a top 13, 14 guys that could really be bell cows this year. I just don't see myself drafting him because like, honestly, the only receiver I would really take in a top 6-7 picks is Antonio Brown. If I have a pick between 7 and 1, it's going to be a running back. Even if I had to reach for Barkley, I'd still take him there. And to be honest, DeAndre Hopkins he's awesome. Don't get me wrong. He thrives no matter what with, no matter what quarterback's there. And he will have weeks in which you would probably regret probably not getting him. But in a league right now, like I said, it doesn't have many bell cow running backs. DeAndre Hopkins ADP, like, it's just not for me. Another guy that will most likely be not be on my team, just based on ADP, like I said, guys, any of this can change, just due to how things shake out. You know, some guys are gonna be shuffled around the rankings all year long. But my tips to you guys is that if you guys want to win your fantasy football leagues, you guys must understand how construction works, and because especially for your drafts. I see guys that are grabbing Aaron Rodgers third round, which is really a steal. But so some guys are literally grabbing, you know, some of these tight ends early. For me, I just don't grab QBs and tight ends like that early enough unless I really, really, really like a guy in that spot, or I'm drafting in a spot where he may not come around back to me. So there's things in mind you have to keep in mind. So that being said, my second guy in which I would not be drafting just due to ADP, and it's also a plethora of his talent around him, is Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt is right now RB7, RB8 to some people, and he had a great year last year. He led the league in rushing, and quite frankly, you know, he was dealing with a QB and an offense that, you know, had Travis Kelce. Alex Smith was a quarterback and just got the ball to Kelce a lot. And then Tyreek Hill. I mean, other than that, there wasn't that many options or that much talent besides those guys around. So it's not more Kareem Hunt. It's just the offense that's going to be around him. I just feel that will take away more of his opportunities. That being said, Sammy Watkins was brought in. Used to be with the LA Rams last year. And this guy Watkins, although he's underperformed the last couple of years due to injury and opportunities because he was in Buffalo and then for some reason didn't get the ball enough in Los Angeles, comes over to a KC offense that's now will be held on by Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a guy, he's going to be a second-year quarterback, was drafted basically to replace Alex Smith, which has now happened. And Mahomes has an awesome arm. So that being said, I think he'll look to spread the ball more downfield to Watkins and then Tyreek Hill. And then that being said, I mean, Kelsey's going to get the ball as well. So I just think that's going to take away opportunities from Kareem Hunt. And Spencer Ware comes back from injury. Don't know his status just yet on how he's been looking, but it's something to look out for. And not to say Kareem Hunt can't overcome these things, but ADP in the late first round He's not someone I'm really excited about drafting, just due to all the talent around him. So that being said, so we have DeAndre Hopkins and we have Kareem Hunt, who are guys I'm just right now I'm just staying away from, in the, at least the first round or around their ADPs, which is like the late first round area. And then there's one guy who I feel would just be like a complete bust, where he's being drafted, because just being where he's drafted is just like, it's just kind of absurd to me, him just being this high. And I just don't understand like how like the ADP has gotten this much like so high this early. So that being said, I mean, it's gonna be frowned upon, you guys, whatnot, but I just can't get a read on him yet. And that's Keelan Allen of the Chargers. And Keelan Allen had an awesome year, and right now he's going like early second round. I'm not saying that ADP is like out of control, but I just feel that's like the ceiling for him. I don't think Keelan Allen finishes inside the top three, top four receivers this year. I feel right now he's receiver like 6-7, 6-8, depending on, who you're drafting him ahead. And I feel as though he'll get the ball a lot. Don't get me wrong. The Hunter Henry injury definitely boosts like what he's doing. However, I just feel that I'm gonna stay away from Keelan Allen, because he had a great year last year. Because he was like, coming back from the ACL injury he had the year before. But there's two seasons already which he's already had that injury, and I can't have a receiver going that high who has that much risk and to like basically make my foundation of a roster. So that being said, I'm gonna be staying away from Keelan Allen as well. So I have DeAndre Hopkins, Kareem Hunt, and Keelan Allen. Those guys are all kind of going early, and those are just guys I'm staying away from. One more bonus that I'll include, and it's for running backs, because they're so scarce this year. And right now, for me, I will be just staying away from this backfield in general, and most likely this team in general. And that's Kenyon Drake of the Miami Dolphins. Kenyon Drake right now is like the RB16, RB17 area, where in most drafts, you'll see a big, big drop-off in running backs. And that's like probably the area in which, you will see a drop off, like the 33 to like 39, 40 range is where you'll have like guys like Jay Ajayi, Alex Collins, stuff like that. Maybe even Derrick Henry you'll choose from. Guys who are probably in a sense more fitted for standard than PPR. I'm a big PPR guy. I just look for these things. So that being said, I mean, Kenyon Drake is a guy that I'm just staying away from. I'm staying away from that whole Miami situation. Because I have no idea what Miami's going to be doing this year, because they have signed so many guys. Like, they even signed Frank Gore. Like, why? I just think Miami's going into a weird direction. And I'm just trying to stay away from everywhere. I'm just trying to stay away from anyone on that team. Maybe a late flyer on some of the receivers, but that's about it. I'm just staying away from Miami in general. You heard it here first. I'm just staying away from Miami. So Kenyon Drake, going back to him, he can be a guy that finishes probably like RB10, just barely, just based on volume. But I'm just staying away from that situation because I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, how good is Tannehill going to be this year? I like my running backs who will be in winning situations so they can get the ball a lot more, not only for the game, but in crunch time. So I'm just staying away from Kenyon Drake as a whole. So those are my guys I'm staying away from. Guys who I will be loving this year, and I love their ADPs right now and where they're going. So first, I will start off with a guy that is definitely for his ADP. It's just really surprising how far he went down so far. And like I said, I look for running backs who are just going to be, you're looking for your bell cows, right? You're looking for guys who will be in positions to make sure that they are getting the ball enough so they have enough volume. And guys who will be, that you could see their ceilings get a little bit higher. So for instance, I love looking for value. Love looking for guys that can finish that right now is probably going like RB 14, 13, 12, or whatever. It can end up being an RB 5, 6, or 7 at the season's end. So that guy, One of the guys for me at running back is LeSean McCoy. I think he's going a little bit under-owned for his ADP. I think right now he's like RB12, RB13. And I see McCoy, he's one of those backs in which, yes, we do understand why he's this low, because he's been used so much. I believe I saw a stat for him that he's taken at least like over 380 snaps over the last like, he's like at least like that this year. I mean, the previous year. And just for me, McCoy's a guy that he's so elusive in the passing game. So even when Buffalo is down, and even though they have a new quarterback, rookie quarterback, they'll be looking to use the screen plays with McCoy, be able to use McCoy in space so he can get the yards after the catch. And he'll be the goal line back as long as Chris Ivory doesn't take away touches away from him. But even if he does, I think McCoy still has an opportunity to finish out inside the top 10s of running backs. And he's going at 12 or 13 and going like, you know, early third round. So that being said, I'd love to take McCoy in the second round if I have an opportunity. Because I feel, especially if I already have a workhorse running back, like a Zeke, like one of the core four guys, David Johnson, Zeke Elliott, Le'Veon Bell, you know, like Todd Gurley. If I have one of those guys already, I'd love to pair him up with LeSean McCoy, because he'll be a volume guy, and he has an opportunity to finish inside the top 6, 7, 8 running backs. So that being said, McCoy, I kind of like right now, because I think he'll fall a little bit. Like under, he'll probably end up being third round, as far as we know. So I mean, it's like I said, it's late June, so you never know what's gonna happen. So that being said, another guy that I like for ADP, and he's just going extremely low, in my opinion. He definitely needs to be higher before, you know, when it's all said and done. I'm sure he'll rise up boards a little bit as soon as we see a little bit more. So that guy is T.Y. Hilton, Indianapolis Colts, and this is all structured around Andrew Luck, of course. We obviously saw T.Y. Hilton happen. You know, he certainly popped off with Andrew Luck when he was there, right? So T.Y. Hilton is one of those guys in which he will be looked after to get, you know, all the catches around him. You know, he's been, and T.Y. Hilton, I can make the case for him, because in the last three seasons, he's played every game. And he's not a big touchdown guy. But when Andrew Luck is there throwing the ball, like, you know, he had his best year in 2016 when Andrew Luck was there throwing the ball. He had 1,400 yards and 6 TDs on 91 catches. His best year as a pro. And if I could get anything close to that in his ADP, because ADP right now is going about, I want to say he's like wide receiver 16 right now. Wide receiver 15, 16, 17. Around that Amari Cooper range for most people, that A-Rob age. Range. I just feel that T.Y. Hilton is a guy that can definitely be one of those, you know, could finish up a little bit higher, could finish in the top 10s by season's end, because of how he'll get the ball so much. And once he catches the ball in space, he's easily able to outrun a defense yards after the catch easily. So that being said, I love T.Y. Hilton where he's going. I've been getting T.Y. Hilton a lot in my mocks at like fourth round. So I'm loving that. If I already have a great foundation at running back and an upside receiver already, I'll just get T.Y. Hilton. You know, so that's where I see myself seeing if I can get T.Y. Another guy that I love for ADP right now, and his ADP is going really, really, and I say really, really, like scarce. I'm gonna talk about both of these guys because I feel like they're in the same range when it comes to receivers. Because of the running back foundation that I would love to set in some of my drafts, I just see like these guys going at extreme value. And these guys could easily be wide receiver twos by the end of the season. They could easily finish inside the top 15 receivers. So that being said, there's two guys. You guys get a bonus here. So it's Chris Hogan. I'll talk about first the New England Patriots. And we all know why. Julian Edelman, as long as he gets suspended for the first four games, we all know Chris Hogan's going to see some uptick in some volume. And, you know, with Gronkowski being back, of course, that doesn't really scare me as much, because Chris Hogan will work the slot. And New England, they have a lot of weapons that like to spread the ball around. Chris Hogan still is a guy that I love, like, getting. And Chris Hogan right now is literally like a wide receiver 31, 32. That doesn't make no type of sense. for his ADP right now, and I love it. I would easily take Chris Hogan in the I'll either take Chris Hogan as a late fourth, early fifth round pick right now. And the same goes for Emmanuel Sanders, right? Emmanuel Sanders, people don't realize that the recency bias, how much that really factors into your research, because Sanders was honestly a guy for before last season, had 1,000 yards in three straight seasons and had at least 5 touchdowns. Obviously this past season, the Denver Broncos had a lot of guys that were fickle at QB, and they just could never get a rhythm there for him and Demaryius Thomas. And for Sanders, I love him. I normally was a guy that was off of him, but I love him this year because I feel he's still young. He's 27. I feel as though he could get a rapport with Case Keenum. He could be definitely this year's Adam Thielen in my eyes. And it's just, you know, a guy that's been consistent when he's had a good quarterback. So Case Keenum come into the picture in Denver. I also like him if you're drafting late QBs for Case Keenum. No one will be on him, and you can get all the talent that you want without honestly, you know, taking away from, you know, too high of a QB spot. So I love Emmanuel Sanders here. I love Chris Hogan, where they're going for ADPs. It's ridiculous how low these guys are going for their ABPs. I'm sure they'll probably go up a little bit more as soon as training camps start and everything, and the hype and buzz starts coming out. But you heard it here first. I love Chris Hogan and Emmanuel Sanders. And if you have to stretch for these guys just a little bit, I would. Especially if you're grabbing running backs early. So that would do it for fantasy football, guys. Feel free to obviously hit me up with any fantasy football questions. I'll be continuously doing mock drafts. So, talked about the NBA awards. We talked about fantasy football in its sense. So, you know, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about one more thing, and then we'll go off for the day. So, that being said, I want to talk about, let's talk about a little more fantasy football, all right? let's talk about some guys in which, it kind of can be a little hairy, right? We're talking about guys who can be the difference maker in your leagues and how that can come about. So, that being said, I mean, there's two guys that is definitely, if you're looking at tight ends, right? If you're looking at tight ends, if you think about who you want to draft later, like, just let's just say you can't get Gronkowski, Kelce, Ertz, or Olsen, right? I'm going to name one guy each. One guy you should definitely target, one guy you shouldn't. So one guy for me you should definitely not draft. just because of his ADP right now. If his ADP goes down, I'm definitely like looking forward to getting him at a later round. But right now his ADP is like late 50s.